The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. Domino's mind is a vast wasteland of stuff.
This has wildly exceeded my expectations of stupidity.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
Was I right or was I not about the eclipse yesterday?
Yeah, it was completely blown out of proportion.
Yeah. Again, as if things were going to start falling out of the sky. No, something in the sky got covered, and everybody was still amazed by it. Even though, much like Cody Rhodes knew he was going to be a champion, I could have told you 72 hours ago, 73 years ago, that this was going to...
It looked like one of those hazy summer days. That's what it looked like. Now, I guess up in Ohio, it got dark. I saw some of my friends in Cleveland posting stuff on social media. It was literally dark.
They had some baseball stuff where you just go, oh, what's happening? Oh, gosh, it's dark. Yeah, you should have known it was coming. That's why people actually had their cameras out, because they knew it was coming.
Well, down here was much to do about nothing, even though Brian Finneran will tell you if he had the right glasses, he would have saw something, and he was blaming everybody.
Well, I don't know.
Speaking negatively about the eclipse.
Two things. Unless I put on those glasses and I saw Snoopy in the Red Baron, then I wouldn't have been impressed, and I didn't put on the glasses. You want to know why? I took a stand. I'm not playing your baby games.
Right. You're no puppet.
So this morning, they were arguing on the locker room a little bit about the eclipse and everything else. Then all of a sudden, I'm in a shouting match with Joe Hamilton and Brandon Leak about quarterbacks. Do you think after 5 years of a guy starting, you'd have an idea of whether you want him to be your quarterback going forward?
Yes.
Okay. How many years do you think it would take for you to have the... Okay, we've made a decision to either cut him loose or to let him keep playing.
Unless you're Desmond Ridder, if you haven't gotten better by year three, you're not getting better.
Okay.
That's my opinion, and maybe you'll get better elsewhere. You need a change of scenery. It's not going to happen here.
So once again, they asked me, Joe Hamilton's asked me about my drafting a quarterback plan. I said, Joe, I'm not waiting 4 years to draft one. I might draft one 2 years earlier than the guy in the fifth-year option if I'm on a first-round quarterback. It's math. So you know Trevor Lawrence is up. Trevor Lawrence, they've either got to pick up his $22 to $25 million fifth-year option, then they could also tag him after that for $40. So I have you for 6 years. What are you waiting for? I asked Joe Hamilton, give me the five best quarterbacks, the one that I'm supposed to feel exceptionally great about. He got to four and then all of a sudden stumbled. I said, Joe, this is the point. It's math. I can have you for 6 years if I want. And at that point, if I don't know if you're good enough, shame on us. And there's a good chance I'm not the coach of the GM anymore anyway. So for everybody who gets their panties in a wad about, well, why would you? Because I'm telling you, short of Joe Burrow, who has to get healthy, they're asking me about Herbert. They're asking me about Trevor Lawrence. What do you feel about those guys? They can throw for a bunch of yards? Maybe you're better off than some others, but at what point do you put $200 million on the table and say, here, take it?
Because it's going to cripple your salary cap as well.
And if you don't know, you have 6 years. You've got 5 years plus a franchise year. Again, there's a good chance you're not the GM or the coach if you haven't figured it out by then. I'm going to say something very controversial. Do you want to hear it?
I insist that you say it now.
Connecticut should drop football. They should drop football.
Don't let Jim Mora hear you.
No. I don't want to get on anybody's bad side, but Connecticut is the perfect example of why do you need football. Now, maybe you want it. Maybe it's good for student life. You want to give me whatever reason. You don't even know where you should be playing. You don't even know how good you are. You're never going to be good enough. They spend more on basketball than on football. That's a fact. They're the only ones. Why are you playing football? Why are you playing football? Do you think anybody on the campus cares? They don't. I saw the ticket sales.
They built a fine new stadium not too long ago, but apparently...
Well, then rent it out to high school. Oh, wait. No, high school football in Connecticut is not very big either. Drop football. Sorry, at me if you choose. Congratulations to Connecticut. I'm going to give you a tweet from a guy who played O-line at Purdue in a second. Because this guy, he's part of the reason that we all sit here and go, what the hell are you talking about? Do you know who the next biopic is going to be about in the music world? Allegedly.
I have no idea.
Listen to this.
Springsteen?
Yeah. Supposedly they're going to do one. There was a book written about when he did Nebraska, of all things. He comes off the River Tour of really big, successful in Nebraska. All of a sudden he's sitting in a room going, I don't even know what I want to do. They're supposedly going to make it. There's a guy. What's the cook show? The big cook show. Burnt? What's the cook show? Cook? Chef?
I'm going to need a little more to go on.
And it's not the guy who does Top Chef, or it's not the guy who's script. What is it called? Is that a real show?
According to Adam, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the Food Network where you cook stuff from the basket. No.
It's like I'm talking to my father. No. You know, what's that cook show? Come on, you know.
No, it's not on Food Network. It's on like a real thing. It's about a chef and he screams at people.
Gordon Ramsay, Hell's Kitchen?
No, it's not Gordon Ramsay. He's not playing him either. The guy who's in this cooking show, that's a show. I don't know. It just got picked up for third season. It's won awards.
The Bears?
I don't know what it is. I don't care.
The Bear?
Is that about cooking?
Yes,
is that,
on
is
FX.
Is that a youngish guy?
Yes, who on plays FX.
Okay.
Is it the Curse of Oak Island?
He's supposed to play Springsteen. So do you know that show?
I watched one episode, and it was way too manic for me. That's why I didn't remember it.
That guy is supposed to be early 80s Springsteen. It looks like he's the guy that could end up getting the role. I don't know.
Jeremy Allen White.
That's it. That's exactly who it is. Thank you. So it's a cooking show, and it's not Gordon Ramsay.
He's running around. He's buying meat on the black market.
I wouldn't really call that a cooking show. It's a show that takes place in a restaurant.
I don't know what it is.
It's based out of Chicago, right? He's trying to keep the restaurant afloat.
Can you start over?
By any means necessary.
I don't care. There's
you cooking. Started it. You say you don't care.
Food Network, to me, again, if you thought the Connecticut thing was controversial, I don't understand one second about the Food Network. You're watching people make things that you're never going to make, you're never going to eat, yet you sit there for hours on end waiting for the next version of the same show to come on. I don't get it. What do I care if that guy cooked? How do I know if it was better than the other guys? I'm not tasting it. I'm going to trust these three idiots to tell me something's better? I don't understand one thing about... Now, God bless the hustle that there is a Food Network. I ain't knocking that part.
Don't tell my brother Jim that, because he's one of those guys that will stop and watch for hours the Food Network.
I don't get it. All right, do you know, speaking of musical biopics, what the number one grossing one of all time is? Bob Marley, One Love, just entered the top five all time. It's done well. It's one of the top
five.
Is
it the Queen one? Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
Makes sense.
It passed, I think, One Love passed Rocket Man to go into the top five. That's it. Just say
horrible. Yeah. The Queen one, outstanding.
Okay.
The Elton John one, one of the worst biopics I've ever seen in my life.
They're not all
Don't
pearls.
Waste your time.
They're not all pearls. I just was amazed.
I'd rather stare at the eclipse than watch that movie again.
What about those guys that were in the theater with you?
Oh, that was the Queen one. Guys sitting in the back when the manager tries to kiss Freddie Mercury's
He's
character.
What? What the hell?
Yeah, what did you think you were seeing, sir? Do some research on Freddie Mercury.
Well, maybe he...
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Maybe he wanted to go in there surprised by the whole thing. Don't tell people to read up. Sometimes that spoils the movie.
Apparently. Spoiled his night.
All right.
Went storming out of there.
So is this show called The Bear? Is that the name of the show?
The Bear, yeah.
The Bear, okay. Yeah, that guy's supposed to play Springsteen. I don't know if it's a good choice or not. I don't even know if I want to see it just seems depressing. You're going to do a movie about the Nebraska album? It just feels like it's going to be depressing.
One of the worst albums he made?
That's just heavy. I don't need heavy.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY. And there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required. And they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Do you know the number? 20 million is sort of the number they're talking about the women's basketball game, right? About 20 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
They say it could be as it peaked at 24 million, okay. And they said around 18 million, and it could be 20 million after the late returns right. come in.
You want to know who's saying, hold my beer? This person.
Why?
78 million people watched that ice skating. 78 million.
Tonya Harding and Mason Kerrigan.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, again, women's basketball, good. We're on a roll. No doubt about it.
There's no way she didn't know. Tonya. There's no way they went behind her back and did that without her knowing. No way.
Not a chance. And by the way, I have always said that
But you got to be like OJ. You can never confess to
it. No, I've always said I thought everybody has a deathbed confession. I'm not. I still think OJ is going to confess.
I think OJ's convinced himself he didn't do it.
Okay.
Tonya Harding has convinced herself she knew nothing about the
OJ's
attack on
innocent.
Nancy Kerrigan.
I'm gonna declare that I think OJ still has a deathbed confession because it was his ex-wife. I think Tonya Harding, she's going to the grave with it. I don't believe she's got an I'm sorry or a mea culpa in her. I don't think she does. 78 million, in case you're wondering. Although I will tell you that the Women's 99 World Cup was about 20 million, the same as this number in basketball as well. All right, do you know what this is? Can I play theater for a second? I'm going to be two people. It's unprecedented. I hope I can pull this off. I'm going to be two people. I'm going to play theater. This is what it's going to be. It's Booster calling the coach we would like theater. Booster calling the coach we would like.
So you're going to be the booster and the coach you would
yes.
like. As
yes.
the booster.
I'm going to be both of
right.
those people. All right, hit the music. Go ahead. Hey, John? It's John Tyson. Yeah, no, we're doing okay. Yeah, yeah. I'd like you to come. I said I'd like you to coach Arkansas. Cal?
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know how much money there is in chicken, but there must be a ton. And then you know who else he got in? He got Walmart money in, and he got some trucking guy, J.B. Hunt. You hear about the three people that got
Jerry Jones as well.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you this. Here's the crazy part. Jerry is small potatoes compared to these three guys. Do you know that Tyson Chicken, they also own, like, other things that you have no idea
John Tyson is the guy in charge of the Tyson Chicken.
He called John Calipari. John? And in the background was the money that was clucking. It's a lot of money those guys are going to kick in to get John Calipari there. But do you want to know the latest twist of this whole thing?
Rob Walton, of course, is an Arkansas graduate. He owns the Broncos from the Walton Walmart family.
Yeah, and J.B. Hunt. He's the trucking guy. Oh, you think I don't know this stuff? I'm just telling you.
I said some of this yesterday. I'm not sure if you were listening.
The chicken guy.
Fly one there, my man.
The chicken guy calling John Calipari was the hook here. Cal wasn't going to do this until the chicken guy got on the phone
gotcha.
And said...
I guess he's had a long-standing relationship with John H. Tyson.
Yeah.
You're a billionaire. You include
right.
your middle initial.
Right. So now they've told him, we're going to trade in the horses for the chickens.
So if you became a millionaire, would you change your name to C.J. Domino?
Huh? No, I'd just go to Duke. I told you what I'm going to do. If I get enough money, I'm just going to Duke. No first name, no last name, though. No the. I'm like the Eagles. I'm not the Eagles.
Gotcha.
I'm just Eagles.
No,
I'm just Duke.
No determiner.
Right. He's got a lot of money. They own a bunch of things that I didn't know they own. That Tyson people, they own like, I don't know if they own like Jimmy Dean sausage and a whole bunch of other things. They got cash. And they told Cal, we're gonna set up the NIL.
They're so rich that allegedly they make the chicken nuggets out of people every now and then.
I don't know if that's true or not. All right. You want to hear my second greatest draft conspiracy? Because, again, you'll never beat a frozen envelope story. True or not true, you're never going to be. That's always going to be number
one. Patrick Ewing, the envelope was frozen. That's why you
listen to this. Listen to this. You know what that is?
That's
the lottery machine. Balls again?
Yeah.
Let me ask you. Who does the NBA want LeBron James to play for next year?
The Knicks.
Knicks aren't going to be in a lottery.
But somehow that's what they want. They want him to go to New York.
Yeah. So what do you do?
I don't know then. I don't know.
What do you do with Bronny? No, I'm saying, do you want Popovich to have Victor and LeBron? Do you want Victor and LeBron? Can you make it where San Antonio gets it? You draft Bronny, number one overall. Take him number one overall. I'm looking at the list of people. By the way, don't lie. You promise me you won't lie.
Yeah.
Do you know who Alex Saar is?
No.
Do you know who Ron Holland is?
I don't.
Okay. Rob Dillingham?
Nope.
He plays in Kentucky. Klingon, the kid you saw last night.
Just saw him, yeah.
UConn. Kling Kong. They're doing T-shirts, by the way. Did you see those? He's trying to get a little bit of scratch in his pocket. Stephon Castle. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay. I'm telling you right now that all of these guys who are supposedly lottery picks, who's better than LeBron? What if the team that wins the lottery, number one, picks Bronny James? What if the NFL works it where what do we want? So maybe the Knicks do a deal. Maybe they end up with
right.
the team.
Because if you believe the NBA wants LeBron to go someplace, I would think New York.
Would you draft Bronny number one to get 2 years out of LeBron? When I read you
if you're
these
James
names,
Dolan, I think you would.
You want Zach Edey or LeBron for 2 years?
Give me LeBron for two years.
So what do you might have to do? Draft Bronny number one overall.
I guess if I want LeBron for 2 years. I've already heard, though, Bronny is already an NBA caliber defensive
player. I saw that. It's hilarious. That's a really cute headline. Why would anybody do that as well? Do you know how he's going to get burned? Oh, he's an NBA defender, huh? Do you know what's going to happen to the first three times somebody walks up the floor with him? The guy with the ball is going to say clear out. Every game for his whole life, what I would say is clear out. I'm about to school him. Why would you put that out there if you're an NBA whatever?
Because
it's not helping. True.
I wouldn't put that out there.
It's not true.
Yes, not true in any way, shape,
last
or form.
Last one. Do you know who Kerry Kitchell is? Kelly Kitchell.
No, I don't know Kerry or Kelly.
He was a Purdue old lineman from 98 to 02. He works for the Purdue Football Radio. Do you want to know what he tweeted last night? Tell me how you feel about this. All props to UConn. They executed one hell of a game plan and hit tough shots all night. However, Danny Hurley is the most embarrassing coach I've seen in Division I sports. Enjoy your championship, Huskies, but I will take an L with Coach Painter running our program with class. Huh. Well, then you got what you wished for. You took the L. Who says that? What did Dan Hurley do that's so classist?
He got into it
with Zach Edey?
That's got to be it, right? It's got to be it.
Do you know what their fan base was doing in their building? They had a watch party last night. Do you know what they were doing during the basketball game when they're playing Connecticut for the national title? They're chanting, IU sucks. Indiana sucks. IU sucks. In the middle of the game, in a packed arena, and this guy sends out something talking about Dan Hurley. You wanted the L? Because you're classy? You got it.
Sounds like you're crazy as well.
The
place to call out your rival.
And then people are just like jumping on going, yeah.
It's social media.
He's the most classless coach I've ever witnessed. That's hilarious. What state are you in? You had a guy named Bob Knight. What is going on with people? I thought I was the only one with an unfavorable opinion of that man. He's very undignified.
And
he's also a two-time champion.
Well, to me, if I'm UConn, that's what I'm saying.
Let me ask you a question.
Call me whatever you want. Just start with champion.
I'll start with this, and I'll finish with this. You want to tell me that you like Matt Painter, but I can give you Dan Hurley to come coach your team. The school that hasn't been in a Final Four since 69 had some of the worst losses in tournament history in the last 10 years. Who do you want coaching your team?
Well, I want a guy that's a two-time champion. I mean, that's...
But he's so classless.
Listen, sometimes...
I'd rather lose with class.
Sometimes you got to take the good with the perceived bad. That's the way it goes.
Adam, you have no class. If I asked you... Georgia, you tell me Dan Hurley's a bum, he's classless. I tell you I can get you Dan Hurley tomorrow. With all due respect to your friend Mike White. With all due respect to him. Let's just say he moves on. What would you do?
If he moves on, bring on Dan Hurley.
Hey, you want to win titles, right? This is not a popularity contest.
Classless.
You're trying to win titles.
Hey, I wanted Bobby Knight when there was those rumors were circulating, so don't tell me.
You would have taken Rick Pitino.
Oh, no doubt. That would be so much fun working this show with him an hour up the street.
Do you think somehow, some way, in our heyday, you know, 15, 20 years ago, we could have gotten Bob Knight to strangle us?
Oh, yeah, we could have.
Or at least threaten us.
Throw a chair at you, no doubt.
There's no doubt he would have jumped.
Because he hung up on us.
Yeah, there's no doubt in studio he would have lunged. Is that the word we're looking for? He would have lunged at one or both of us. Did you see that Morgan Whalen, by the way? He pulled a Bob Knight. You see what he did?
What's the matter with him?
He threw a chair off a six-story roof.
I don't really want to do that. It's not very...
Well, it's so illegal.
Bright. Well, yeah, I mean, everybody thinks they're the next Keith Moon. That's the problem.
And again, some people are telling you, oh, it's just a guy having fun, and other people are telling you he's classist. It's a lot like Danny Hurley. Right.
I guess the perception means everything.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.